Welcome back. It's 17 minutes past 12 on your Thursday Wire. The government has announced a widespread shake-up to ACC, and among other things, it looks like the levy that New Zealanders pay for accident insurance will rise. Numerous arguments have been expressed in the media this morning over the fairness of these changes, and joining me on the wire right now to discuss the proposed alterations to ACC is ACC Minister Nick Smith. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Afternoon, Hamish.
First of all, could you summarise the levy changes that you have planned, and who will they primarily affect?
Yeah, sure. Well, the underlying problem is that the cost of ACC claims have gone up by 57% over the last 4 years. The corporation made a loss this year of $4.8 billion of $2.4 billion last year. So the position's become quite financially unsustainable. You've either got to pass that increase in claim costs on to levy payers, or you have to pull back on some of the entitlements and those costs. Now, we'll firstly come to the earner's account. This is what everybody pays on their PAYE. If we do nothing, the ACC board is recommending that we put that up by $500 a year for a person on the average wage. Mm-hmm. We're saying that's too much, and so we've announced a package of reforms, cost-saving measures, to pull that back to $300 a year. For the motorists, the board's recommending an increase of $130. Again, our package of savings will bring that back to about $30. Now, there are further areas like of motorcycles. We're looking at pulling back on the previous government decided that suicide was an accident and extended the ACC scheme into that area. We think suicide's a tragedy, but it's not an accident. It should be dealt with in the same way of people that tragically die from heart disease, from cancer, from brain tumours, etc. So, look, I make no bones, Hamish, about this being a pretty difficult package. There are no winners, but we also have few choices when those costs have increased so much.
Why has the ACC become so expensive? Is the workplace not safe anymore?
No, actually the work account, and there is an increase in that account as well, isn't too bad. The big area of costs increases has firstly been in the area of rehabilitation, where we're not getting people back to work as quickly as we were. Secondly, really big increase in non-work accidents. These are falls at home, sports field, all those sorts of things has been a big growth area. The other thing is that the previous government made about 20 extensions to the scheme or changes that added to the cost. Things like of the free physios, the increasing supports in a number of areas, and I've mentioned suicide, I could mention a number of others that have added to the costs of the scheme.
Does National support the majority of those additions?
We have left some behind. We've decided that we looked at them hard, and we've tried to make really what we're trying to do here, Hamish, is we've been driven by three things. One, making the scheme affordable and sustainable, but also trying to be fair. For instance, we are going to remove the entitlements for people to income compensation if their accident occurs when they're committing a crime. You know, we've got this nonsense of somebody blows themselves up in a P-lab and then is able to get lump sum and income compensation. So we've been quite focused on trying to get the thing fair, but equally so, I have to be honest and say, look, this is difficult stuff. There aren't too many people who will be clapping their hands with joy. Effectively, it is true that we're looking at putting levies up and pulling back entitlements and trying to get the balance of that right.
If the old system had elements of unfairness, many are saying that the new system will as well. The Auckland Chamber of Commerce says the 10% increase in premiums is unacceptable, as it's well above the rate of inflation and will leave consumers with no choice other than to pay up or face stiff penalty charges. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, well, I think the employers are quite true that this government has no desire to impose an extra 10% cost on employers, albeit those increases would be over 40% if we were not pulling back entitlements. And that's where the community's got a real choice here, and that is that this is an insurance scheme. If you want wider coverage, you're going to have to pay for it. If you don't want to pay for it, well, you have to pull some of those areas of coverage back. These proposals are out for consultation. They're from the ACC board, and people have got a month to make comments about that, albeit it comes back to that basic dilemma, and that is that if your costs have gone up by 57%, either your levies have to go up by a similar amount or you have to pull back some entitlements.
What you mentioned there seems to amount to a user-paid system. What about those who can't afford to pay for themselves? Isn't it the duty of government to look after those who simply don't have the resources to look after themselves and their family.
Oh, we make no bones about the fact that we are moving ACC back to more of an insurance mode, that we think one of the reasons it's in trouble is that the previous government made it sort of an extension of the welfare system. But I would also point out that there is a non-earners account. The scheme fully covers people who are students, people who are superannuitants, children who don't work, people who are on a benefit, and that is paid for by the taxpayer, albeit sadly, the taxpayer is looking at a big increase in its costs that also flow from those same increases.
Some of those concerned, who are those in a vulnerable position, are casual, part-time or seasonal workers. What do the changes have in store for them?
Yeah, well, we'll basically reverse the changes that the previous government made. The way ACC works, Hamish, is you know in your first 4 weeks that you're off work, you get paid your income that was for that last 4 weeks average. If you go over 4 weeks, then you get paid your income for the last year, whatever that was, for however long you remain on ACC. Now, the previous government said, oh, that's unfair on seasonal workers because after you go over that four-week period, you're only getting your average annual earnings. And so they said, no, you carry on getting whatever you earned over the last 4 weeks forever. The problem with that is you have a person who's a seasonal worker better off on compo than what they are going back to their regular seasonal work. And that is why we've wanted to reverse that change.
And that's something you want to avoid as to provide incentive for people to get off ACC and get back to work?
Absolutely. The biggest cost in ACC and where there has been the biggest increase is actually the number of people on full-time compo. And that is why we're very focused in terms of what are the smart things that you can do. And ACC is looking at a whole number of changes about how you can firstly prevent accidents. And that's why we're looking at no-claim bonuses, giving employers who've got a safer work record a discount, and also, so we prevent the accident in the first place, but secondly, we're looking at putting quite a lot stronger incentives for people to get back to work.
If your government hadn't cut taxes, would the situation with ACC be any different to what it is now?
No. No matter who was going to be the government, this problem was building up. Like I say, last year, and this was even before I got anywhere near the portfolio, ACC lost $2.4 billion, another $4.8 this year. This is a problem that's been around for some time. I'm also concerned that the financial, this should not have been allowed to get as bad as it has. And one of the changes I'm making is to improve the financial reporting of ACC so the organisation doesn't end up getting as big a pickle like this again.
Well, you've been the ACC Minister for nigh on a year now, Mr Smith. Why has it taken so long to start making changes?
Well, I made changes to the board. In March was the first thing, and that, you may recall, was quite controversial. Mm-hmm. The second thing was that in June we announced changes to the physio, which is one of the areas where there's been the biggest blowout in costs. In August I announced the major stock take. These are big changes, Hamish. We've been working on them for many months. I make no apologies for taking a considered approach because, you know, these are big issues for people. You've got people out there who depend on ACC for their livelihood, who are absolutely genuine. And equally so, the cost of these increased levies is going to have a big impact on people.
It's still early days, though, in this whole process, and the government is due to go down a consultation process. How long will this take?
Well, the ACC board is open consultation up on the levy changes over the next month through to the middle of November. The government's going to need to make the crunchy decisions in February next year, based both on the issue of the levies and the changes in entitlements. The increase in levies would take effect on the 1st of April next year, with the exception of the motor vehicle account, which is the 1st of July next year.
And you're currently open for submissions from the public?
Absolutely. For instance, I understand that the motorcycle proposals are particularly controversial, and I simply would invite people who are concerned about it, any of these changes, to make sure they get their submissions in. We want to have an open discussion with New Zealanders about, hey, look, we've got a problem. What's the right balance for us to strike? Trying to be fair to levy payers and not having their levies go up too much, but also trying to be fair to those that are genuine accident victims.
Mr. Smith, on that note, thank you very much for your time and coming on the show this afternoon. It's been
appreciate it, Hamish.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.